At a Stockholm hotel bar, something remarkable happens every single week. Bartenders generate innovative ideas that transform customer experiences and boost profits. Meanwhile, at a North Carolina furniture maker, frontline workers helped their company survive an industry collapse that bankrupted hundreds of competitors. These aren't lucky accidents. They're glimpses of a management revolution that turns conventional wisdom on its head. What if everything we've been taught about organizational improvement is backwards? What if the people closest to the work hold the key to extraordinary performance, while top-down initiatives deliver only a fraction of potential gains? This counterintuitive reality challenges decades of management orthodoxy and offers a pathway to sustained competitive advantage that most leaders have completely overlooked. A striking pattern emerges. Roughly 80% of improvement potential comes from frontline ideas, with only 20% from management initiatives. At Coca-Cola's Stockholm plant, management-led Six Sigma projects saved 2.5 million SEK, while frontline employee ideas generated 8 million SEK, 76% of total improvement. The following year, this jumped to 83%, propelling the plant to rank first globally across every metric. At a U.S. Navy technical support base, management initiatives contributed just $1.2 million, 17.6%, while grassroots projects generated $5.6 million, 82.4%. Nobel laureate Friedrich Hayek explains why through his distinction between two knowledge types. Executives possess aggregate knowledge, high-level data, and strategic context. Frontline workers hold knowledge of particular circumstances, detailed operational understanding from daily experience. A New England utility learned this when headquarters mandated keeping only two transformers of each size at regional depots. This inventory reduction dramatically increased costs, as crews installed expensive $500,000 transformers when 2,000 ones weren't available. Frontline workers could have predicted this, but nobody asked them. Organizations don't just fail to capture ideas, they actively obstruct implementation through elaborate barriers built by years of top-down control. A specialty retailer's senior VP collected over 800 employee ideas with fanfare. 5 months later, only six were implemented. Trust collapsed. The executive treated collection as the goal, failing to specify what ideas mattered, allocate evaluation resources, or train managers. The campaign damaged the organization more than doing nothing. Common barriers include lack of testing funds, excessive approvals routing minor decisions through multiple management levels, and month-long IT backlogs. One national retailer Organizations don't just fail to capture ideas, they actively obstruct implementation through elaborate barriers built by years of top-down control. A specialty retailer's senior VP collected over 800 employee ideas with fanfare. 5 months later, only six were implemented. Trust collapsed. The executive treated collection as the goal, failing to specify what ideas mattered, allocate evaluation resources, or train managers. The campaign damaged the organization more than doing nothing. Common barriers include lack of testing funds, excessive approvals routing minor decisions through multiple management levels, and month-long IT backlogs. One national retailer discovered whiteboard marker requests traveled through four management levels. When these walls fall, transformation follows. At Hickory Chair, a North Carolina furniture maker, President Jay Reardon took his vision directly to employees and removed obstructive managers. Over the next decade, the company cut work-in-process inventory by 90%, reduced lead times from 16 weeks to 1.5 weeks, brought outsourced manufacturing back from Asia, and increased return on assets to nearly 50%. The furniture hadn't changed, removing barriers that prevented employees from contributing their knowledge did. Research reveals a troubling pattern. Successful managers, those rapidly promoted, spend more time networking and politicking, while effective managers, whose units actually perform well, focus on developing their people. Organizations typically promote the wrong managers, and those who rise often lose respect for frontline employees. Even well-intentioned leaders face corrupting forces. Constant reminders of superiority, suits, private offices, deference from others, lead managers to believe they truly are superior. At one European port company, covered parking was reserved exclusively for top managers, while everyone else parked through rain and snow. This blue awning symbolized the gap between management and workers, stifling idea submission and implementation. Research shows power reduces thinking complexity, causes poor listening, and decreases accuracy in understanding others' perspectives. Organizations can fight this by hiring humble managers and keeping leaders grounded. At Inditex, Zara's parent company, humility is the primary hiring criterion because their business model depends on listening to customers and employees. That care requires all managers, including the CEO, to spend several hours weekly at Gemba, where real work happens. When CEO John Tossant shadowed an ICU nurse, he witnessed poorly designed rooms forcing nurses to work awkwardly in cramped spaces. Leadership had been discussing a $90 million renovation, excluding the ICU, to save $4 million. After his direct observation, Toussaint immediately added the ICU back, significantly improving productivity and satisfaction. Frontline observation engages all five senses rather than relying solely on financial numbers. Traditional suggestion boxes fail because they collect unvetted ideas, aren't integrated into regular work, and lack managerial accountability. Ideas crawl to distant managers who find rejection safer than approval, creating a doom loop where employees lose interest and management concludes they lack good ideas. High-performing systems flip this model. At Boardroom Inc., CEO Martin Edelston asked employees to bring ideas to weekly meetings. When confronted with a technical suggestion he couldn't understand, he realized he'd hired experts precisely because their knowledge exceeded his own. He shifted decision-making to frontline employees in their department meetings. Three archetypes exist today. Kaizen Teian systems originated in 1980s Japan. Brazilian can maker Brasilada generates 150 ideas per person annually with 90% implementation using dedicated support staff. Idea meeting processes have teams bring opportunities for improvement to regular meetings for discussion and implementation. Idea board processes add visual management through large boards that keep ideas visible daily and create social pressure for completion. Effective facilitation draws out everyone's knowledge, especially from quieter members, while keeping discussions focused. When ideas need escalation, requiring resources beyond the team's authority, involving multiple departments, or needing specialized problem solving, the process must be rapid, transparent, clearly defined, and include accountability for follow-through. Implementing a high-performing idea system requires thorough preparation and organizational alignment. The nine-step process begins with securing leadership's long-term commitment, viewing the system as a strategic capability rather than a quick fix. Alpha Natural Resources demonstrated this when acquiring Massey Energy Company, which had a disastrous safety record, including a disaster that killed 29 miners. Alpha immediately implemented its Running Right idea system, empowering miners to identify safety problems and propose solutions. Within 5 months, former Massey mines reached Alpha's average idea rate with significantly improved safety performance. Next, form a diverse design team with power and knowledge to create an integrated system. Health New England's 7-member team included an IT director, general counsel, 4 middle managers, and a frontline employee. This team assesses organizational misalignments that could hinder idea flow and produces a concise document, no more than 5 pages, addressing key mechanics, collection procedures, leadership roles, and accountability measures. Before launch, correct critical misalignments. One national retailer discovered supervisors forwarding even minor decisions upward. A whiteboard marker request traveled through 4 management levels. Conduct a pilot test to identify improvements and develop champions. After adjustments, roll out organization-wide at an appropriate pace. Finally, continually refine the system. Even mature idea-driven organizations constantly improve their processes. In a world where competitive advantage erodes rapidly, frontline employees are your most powerful innovation driver. Toyota generates over a million implemented ideas annually, contributing billions in savings. Southwest Airlines maintains industry-leading satisfaction through employee-driven innovation. These prove traditional top-down management has reached its limits. Creating an idea-driven organization demands courage to challenge conventional wisdom. Roughly 80% of improvement potential lies in frontline ideas, not management initiatives. Leaders must shift from solution providers to idea cultivators, spending time where value is created, the factory floor, customer service center, or research lab. Idea-driven organizations create environments where talent flourishes. Employees who feel their ideas matter become deeply invested in success, creating a virtuous cycle. Better ideas lead to better results, attracting talented people who generate even better ideas. The organizations that will thrive are those that fully engage every employee's creativity, knowledge, and passion. Your frontline employees are waiting with ideas that could transform your organization. Will you listen?